Danny, I forget what I said to her, but it was an innocent, good morning, how's it going, whatever I said. And she just turned around and looked at me like, you a-hole. And I was like, I didn't mean it to sound like that. And I said, hang on a second. I walked out of the office, walked back in and said, good morning, Cindy, how you doing? And left it at that. She just laughed. She goes, I know you didn't mean anything bad, but whatever I said was really bad the way it sounded.
Whatever you said. So conveniently, you don't remember what you said?
I think that it's that thing, you know, like right before an accident, you're ready to hit a car head on. You don't remember 5 minutes before the accident.
And right.
That was definitely a head-on collision, whatever I said to her.
Yikes. Well, at least you caught it and decided to make it good.
Yeah, yeah. About Roseanne, quickly.
Yeah.
She deserved to be fired.
Yep.
But other people have said worse and have deserved to be fired, but because who they are, they let it go, including Wendy Williams said that a certain woman went to a party and she was dressed seductively and she claimed rape. And she said, well, she deserved it. Her whole audience applauded Wendy and said, yeah, she deserved, no woman deserves to be, when the word no is said,
yeah,
means no.
You know, I haven't heard that Wendy Williams story, but I don't know, everything she says is useless anyway, so I...
Thank you. Tell that to my wife.
Hey, Danny, do you have a voice disguiser? I don't want to see who I really am.
Oh.
All right.
Actually, wait, hold on. I think I do. Let me just think if I do this and a little bit of that. Okay, go ahead, try. Let's see how it goes.
So, when it comes to putting your foot in your mouth,
yeah,
my thing, I like to make racist jokes as a way of making fun of racism.
Okay.
You know, reverse psychology. Yeah. So one time I do this with some friends at Applebee's, and I probably said something a little bit too loud. Family at the table next to us was of the race the joke was about. And I didn't look before telling the joke, and they don't know that I tell racist jokes to make fun of racism. So to them, I'm just a bigot. And actually, maybe I really am a bigot. But now you hear why I don't want to give you my real name. Thanks for disguising my voice, though.